Gemma, you want to make a quick point and a warning about water meters. Go ahead, Gemma.
Hi, Joe. How are you? I'm just getting on to it in terms of I have a rented property and I received the form to, you know, fill in all the bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. When I was looking at the form and I got to section 3, just saying the water services, allowances and charges, they were looking for the PPS number of the people who were living in the house. So I said, maybe I'm not supposed to fill this in at all. So I went on to the Water, Irish Water's website, where it says that if you're a landlord, mm-hmm. you need only respond to us if the property you own is unoccupied or if you do not own the property. And so then I said, I better double check this. So I just sent them an email through their website email, just asking them to clarify for me. And I just said to them that I take from reading your website that I don't have to return the form that I received and that basically it is up to the tenants to get back onto you about it.
And if the tenant doesn't, what happens?
This is what my point was. So I got an email back from Irish Water saying, thank you for bloody, bloody, blah, yeah. and your tenants will receive an application form. But it also says then, however, if the tenants do not complete the application form, you as the primary owner are liable for the water charges. So I kind of thought further about this and I said, I'll just double check again to make sure I'm really getting this right. Because my understanding of it from listening to all the chats and, you know, all the talking about it that was going on, that it was more or less like the gas and the electricity that whoever uses it pays for it. That was my understanding of it. So I sent back another email asking them to clarify in that, saying that, you know, that it would be up to the tenant. And I got another email back from them saying that, yes, that is the case. But if the tenants fail to apply and fill in the form, then the primary owner of the property is liable for the charges.
And their attitude is this will ensure that the landlord or whatever collects the money every which either way.
Well, I can understand that, but like as somebody who owns any landlord, they can ask their tenant to fill it in, but you can't sit somebody down at a table and make them fill it in. Now, I'm quite sure 99% of people will fill it in.
What's your problem?
My problem is that if the tenants, anybody's tenants, yeah. don't return their form and they're inside in whatever house they're living in, using the water, well, it's then me or the landlord of whoever owns the property is going to pay that bill. That is what they're saying.
Yeah, but then you added on to the rent, isn't that what we had this about 3 weeks ago that people were renting out properties and they were told, oh, by the way, there's an extra 20 quid a month and that's for water.
Well, I have never done that. And like that is not my understanding of what that these charges are about. My understanding of this was it was like gas, it was like electricity, that basically whoever uses it pays for it. But now it turns out that if tenants in a property don't sign up or don't apply to be a customer of Irish Water, well, then it's the owner of the property who pays the bill so they can run the water for 24 hours a day if they feel like it. And it's the actual owner, the landlord, who pays the bill. That's like, you know, I'm not going to pay somebody else's electricity usage.
Well, what happens if you don't pay your electric bill?
Well, see, the ESB or the gas will cut people off. They'll cut the supply off. But the water board won't. And like in effect it's not I'm using the water in that house. So I don't see why the landlord
their line surely is we want to be paid for the water. Either way. That's their line.
But how is that my problem when I'm not using the water?
Because you're the landlord.
I don't know.
You're benefiting from renting out the house. Aren't you? You're getting
but
rent,
I don't pay and the they're gas saying, and I don't pay the electricity.
But if they don't pay the electricity is cut off.
But then, why are they sending out They're sending out forms to every single house, asking them to the people okay. who live is in them okay, and who will be using
is
the
there
water.
Any, surely, is there any way you can then ring up and say, oh, by the way, have the tenants of 52, whatever the address, have they registered? Can you check that?
You can do that.
Well, then that's your answer, isn't it, surely?
It is an answer. But the other point that I'm trying to make is that you cannot, as a landlord, you cannot make somebody fill in a form and sign it. You can ask them. And I'm quite sure the vast majority of people who are renting properties will do so. But like everything else, there is a certain section of the population who won't.
Can you put the water in their name?
No, they have to put it in their name.
Okay.
I can't. I can only respond to them as the owner of the property if the property is unoccupied. So I can't, like, that is why I got onto them, to just kind of to say to them, like, what is the story here?
Well, they've told you what the story is. They're clear on that. They've already anticipated that problem, and their line is, we ain't going to take the hit. We let the landlord take the hit.
But I don't think that is widely known by landlords in general. I don't think it's widely known by anybody. If that's the case, will all, a certain amount of people not just apply, and then it's all landlords will have to pay.
And you see, the other thing, I presume when people, and electricity, and I think it's the same for gas as well, if you get the house in your name to pay the bill, which landlords insist on, wouldn't they, generally, that you transfer?
They would, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But like, this is all just happening now, so it's a whole
game. One of the problems is, if you get into trouble with the ESB, they will follow you. In other words, they will... If you try and rent another property and they find out it's the same person, they would say, hang on a minute, you still owe us money for the bill.
Yes, but in the meantime, the ESB and the gas company aren't going to chase the landlord for the bills.
Okay,
whereas the water company obviously are.
Yeah, and that's the point you're making. Okay, Gemma, thanks indeed.